This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Allahumma laka alhamd. This is Ramadan therapy number 20. We finished 20 days in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us its barakah, its light, and its blessing. Allahumma ameen. That the month of Ramadan becomes a month of healing that washes away our sins, but also moves us towards that which is best for us in this life and in the next life, inshaAllah. Allahumma ameen. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And the dua that is contained in it is such a beautiful dua. It's one of my favorites. And it's the dua of the Prophet ﷺ that he would use when he would wake up to pray to Allah when others were asleep. Now the person who witnesses the dua, it's not only him, but this is one of the key narrators of it, is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas was a young man, as I've described to you earlier, who used to have access to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was related to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he could stay over in his home and he was relatively young. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up. And this is found in Kitab al-Salah in Sahih Muslim. And it's part of a longer hadith. So I'm just going to paraphrase the most important part. He says, فَقَامَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِلَى قِرْبَتِهِ to his qirba, فَسَكَبَ مِنْهَا فَتَوَضَّأَ وَلَمْ يُكْثِرْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ وَلَمْ يُقْصِرْ فِي الْوُضُوءِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he got up and he went to his water vessel, his water jug, which was a water skin, and he took out some of its water. And he made wudu with water that he did not take out too much water that anything was left behind. And he did not have, and he did not take too little amount of water that he didn't have a good wudu, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This reminds us of the importance of being very, very careful by not being exaggerating in making our wudu with too much water. That if you're in the middle of a river, don't waste water. There's a riwayah that is narrated in Sunan Abi Dawood with that regard. Even though there's a little bit of issue with its chain, its meaning is correct. So the Prophet made this proper wudu and the Sahaba would analyze this. And Abdullah ibn Abbas, although a young man, he notices this. قال ودع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And at that moment, the Prophet ﷺ began to make dua. And in this dua, the narrator who narrates it from Abdullah ibn Abbas and who narrates it from others, qala salama, that Quraib, who narrates this hadith from me, who he narrates this hadith from, he says that Abdullah ibn Abbas told me there were 19 invocations that the Prophet made, but he only memorized 12 of them. Now that shows you the honesty of those who are reporters of hadith. He says, listen, there were 19 different dua the Prophet made, but I only memorized 12 of them and I forgot the others. May Allah forgive me, right? It's an important part of being very careful what you narrate from the Prophet ﷺ. In the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha in Sahih Muslim, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدُ مِنَ النَّارِ, let the one who misspeaks about me in a way and says I said something that I did not say, let them be prepared for a seat in hellfire. May Allah protect us from this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there's a weak narration, you say it's weak. If it's not from the words of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't raise it to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these words are known as being words of dua of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic sahih of Imam Muslim. What are they? May Allah give us healing. Some of the most beautiful statements of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins by saying, Allahumma ij'al li fi qalbi nura. Oh Allah, place for me in my heart nur, light. وَفِي لِسَانِي نُورًا, and in my tongue light. وَفِي سَمْعِي نُورًا, and in my hearing light. وَفِي بَصَرِي نُورًا, and in my sight light. وَمِن فَوْقِي نُورًا, oh Allah, place light above me. وَمِن تَحْتِي نُورًا, and from beneath me, shroud me in light. وَعَنْ يَمِينِي نُورًا, and right, light to the right of me. وَعَنْ شَمَالِي نُورًا, and to the left of me, light. وَمِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْ نُورًا, and from in front of me, before me, let there be light. وَمِنْ خَلْفِي نُورًا, and from the back of me, let there be light. وَاجْعَلْ فِي نَفْسِي نُورًا, and O Allah, place within my soul, in my nafs, light. وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا, and O Allah, grant me an abundance of light. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. What a beautiful, beautiful hadith. The context of light, of course, is very important. Whenever you speak about light in Islam, it's always singular. It's not anwar. It's not plural lights. It's one light. And therefore, the Prophet repeats the same dua by asking for the same light. That light is the light of guidance. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, oh Allah, let my heart choose your guidance. Let my heart see what my eyes fail to see. Let my tongue speak words that are from your guidance, that they are pleasing to you. Let my hearing only be receptive to that which is pleasing to you. Let my sight only fall upon that which is pleasing to you. Let there be light above me. Make guidance shroud me from above, from beneath, from the right, from the left. O Allah, shroud me all around me with your guidance. Send those who are around me who will lead me to you. وَمِن بَيْنِ يَدَيْ نُورًا, and put in front of me my Lord light and behind me light. وَجْعَلْ فِي نَفْسِي نُورًا. O Allah, in fact, make my very soul crave your light, its guidance. وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا. And O Allah, make an abundance, an overabundance of light. Make it عظيم, so great that the light is before me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us on the Day of Judgment, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. There will be day, on the Day of Judgment, there will be faces that will be brightened with light and others darkened with the wrath of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the hypocrites on the Day of Judgment in Surah Al-Hadid, that they will see the believers radiant with light. And they will say, انظرونَ نتبعكم. Wait for us, let us come. نقتبس من نوركم, so that we can share with you the light you've been given. قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. It will be said, go back and find your own light. وضرب بينهم بسور. And a barrier will be put between those who had genuineness of faith and the hypocrites in their purpose. Light is something that radiates from the heart, and that's why the Prophet begins, اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا. Iman begins in the heart. At-taqwa hahuna. Piety begins here. Light of Allah begins here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, the very second page. The moment you open it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about those whose hearts are stamped from the light of Allah. Fi qulubihim zayghun. In their hearts there is sinfulness, there is a darkness. Nuktatun sawda, in the hadith of Imam Muslim, that every time a person does something good, an angel puts a drop of light in their heart. Every time they do a sin, a drop of darkness enters their heart. And if the darkness overwhelms the light, the heart becomes enveloped with ran, with a rusting. Kalla varrana ala qulubihim. Rather, there's a rusting on their hearts. That's why they do not understand the verses of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to open our hearts. Rabbi shrah li sadri. O Allah, open my heart, open my chest, so that I can have light. Awa man kana maytan fa ahyayna. Give them the example of the one who was spiritually dead. Fa ahyayna. I resurrected, I gave them light. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي صَدْرِهِ نُورًا. And I placed in their heart, in their chest, light. And therefore the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. I repeat it to you one last time. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا. O Allah, put light in my heart. وَفِي لِسَانِي نُورًا. وَفِي سَمْعِي نُورًا. وَفِي بَصَرِي نُورًا. Put, O Allah, put light on my tongue, in my hearing, in my sight. مِن فَوْقِي نُورًا. وَمِن تَحْتِي نُورًا. وَعَنْ يَمِينِي نُورًا وَعَنْ شَمَالِي نُورًا. O Allah, place light above me and beneath me, to the right and to the left of me. وَمِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِي نُورًا. وَمِنْ نُورًا وَمِنْ خَلْفِي نُورًا. O Allah, put light for me in front of me and behind me. وَجْعَلْ فِي نَفْسِي نُورًا. O Allah, put within my very soul light. وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا. O Allah, put light in abundance for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead us to His light so that we can lead others to it. May we be like, as our Prophet ﷺ was described, siraj and munira, a lit ember of light in the darkness that surrounds. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. This was dua number 20, the dua of light. May Allah accept it from us and light our way to Him. Allahumma ameen.